Anne Bronte was the youngest of the three Bronte sisters. She wrote only two novels. The Tenant of Wildfell Hall is the second of her two novels, and she wrote it when she was only 26 years old. She died shortly after it was published. She died of TB, as her sister Emily had done just a few months before she died. She was very close to Emily. They shared a very intimate, imaginative life, much of which is recorded in the poetry that both she and Emily wrote. Not a great deal is known about Anne Bronte. Very few of her letters survive, and very few of her diaries survive, although it's very likely that she wrote extensively as a child and as a young woman. It's thought that Charlotte probably destroyed most of her private writings after she died, and also Emily's after she died as well. For that reason, she's somewhat of a shadowy presence among the Brontes. What we do know about her, we know from the things that Charlotte and Branwell wrote about her, and they wrote fairly dismissively of her, whether it was because she was the youngest of the family, or whether it's because she really was the quiet, shadowy person that they took her to be. It's difficult to know, really, and difficult to argue against. Branwell, in one of his writings, talks about her as nothing. Anne is nothing, no more than nothing. Nevertheless, the family seemed to have depended upon her. Of the three sisters, she was the one that was the most steadily employed. She worked as a governess, and she worked outside the home for the longest period. One of the things that's really distinctive and striking and very moving about the Bronte children is their love of literature, that all four of the children were just avid readers and avid writers, and seemed to have shared this extraordinary imaginative life together. And the brother Branwell seemed to be very much a part of this imaginative life that they shared together, and he was had very high ambitions as a writer and a poet, and also as a painter himself. But possibly because he was the somewhat indulged son of the family, he developed quite wild habits, and his talents seemed to mostly have been wasted, and he died tragically, well, of TB, but complicated by his alcoholism and drug addiction.